story comes kind of at the other end of the law enforcement spectrum. And it's about the longest Christmas night I've ever had, and I suspect it's probably the longest Christmas night any of you have ever had. It was the night that I showed up in Germany for my very first assignment as a prosecutor in the Army 20 years ago, when I had a lot more hair. In fact, at the end of this evening, I think, was when I began to lose most of my hair. I got off the plane, and what's the first thing that you do when you get off the plane in Germany is, before you pick up your rental car, you go to get a big German beer. So I went to get a big German beer, and the beer was about that large, and then I proceeded to get into the rental car. And probably about an hour later, because I had a four-hour trip all the way across Germany, I see the lights of the Polizei car stop. Now, this is the night that I am going to show up at my first duty station as a prosecutor, and my job is going to be to prosecute anybody who does anything wrong in the Army in a 100-square-mile area. So I have to be squeaky clean. And I get stopped, and the Polizei comes out. And I don't know who the gentleman was who told the story, but I suspect that the guy who got out of the car was related to because he sees a scared American soldier in the car. And he sees the rent-a-car, and he starts to move even more slowly toward the car. And you can almost hear the music, the Darth Vader music, in the background behind him. And he opens up the window, and he asks for all my information, and I'm fumbling. I give him my information. And I'm actually sober at this point, but I'm terrified. And I drop the license, and I drop the registration, and the smile on his face just gets larger and larger and larger, as if he's about to have the biggest sugar cookie he's ever had in his entire life. Well, he then proceeds, and back then, they didn't have all the fancy ways of finding out whether you had had too much to drink. What they would do in Germany was they would give you a balloon to blow in. And he said to me, "Have you had anything to drink?" And I said, "I had one beer." So he has me blow into the balloon, and then he slowly walks towards the front of the car, and they put it in front of the headlights to see whether the magic says you've been drinking. And he looks at it. He looks through the windshield, and I'll never forget the windshield. He looks through it, walks up, he goes, "Mr. Pollack, you have had more than one beer." "Yes?" And that "yes" just hung in the air for the next 5 minutes. And I said, "No, I've only had one beer." And he looks at me, and he looks at the balloon again, and he says, "All right, fine, I'll let you go." Apparently, you're supposed to break and admit that you've had 10 beers. And if you don't, then they let you go. Well, I proceed to stop at one of the wonderful German rest stops and get a big cup of coffee and proceed another 3 hours. By this time, I've been in the air and on the ground for probably about 10 hours. And I've been up for probably about 30 hours at this point. And I'm going to show up at Karlsruhe, Germany, which is the little town that I'm going to be working in southern Germany. And I finally get to the town, and it's before MapQuest or any of those other things, and I've got this map, and I'm holding it out, and I finally show up. And in Germany, they have these little roads where they're about 20 feet long, and you can go down one way, and then if you want to go the other way, you've got to go on the other one. And I go down the wrong one. And then I see another cop car. Except this is a military police car. And there is a kid in there who is the military police officer, who is more scared than I am. He looked about as young as the little 12-year-old guy that was here, and I think it was his first traffic stop. So he has me get out of the car. He has me do everything that you're supposed to do. Now, I'm not coordinated at the best of times. After 30 hours, I'm standing on one foot, and I literally fell over. Which, if it had been the German police officer, I think he probably would have died from happiness at that point. That's all he would have needed. But this kid goes, "Well, you know, sir, at this point, I think that you've had too much to drink, and I'm going to take you back to the station because I think you're under the influence." So he takes me back to the station, and at this point, I'm shaking my head, and I'm just going, boy, this is going to be the shortest Army career in history. What am I going to do? I'm a lawyer, but am I going to lose my license? So I go in there, and they use the real machine to get my blood alcohol test. And all of a sudden, The colonel comes in, who's in charge of the whole police station. It's Christmas Eve. He's there to make sure everybody's having a good time, except for the people who get stopped. And he goes, who you got there? He goes, I don't know. It's some lieutenant. He goes, well, what's his name? He goes, it's Pollock. And I hear a pause, kind of like the pause with, you've had more than one beer, yes? He goes, Pollock, Lieutenant Pollock. He goes, is he a lawyer? He goes, because we're supposed to get our new prosecutor in. And at this point, the colonel starts talking really fast, and I can see the young private looking like this. He goes, because if he's the if he's the prosecutor that we're supposed to get in, he better be drunk. Because if he's not drunk, you're in a lot of trouble. So, of course, by this time, I haven't had alcohol in about 8 hours. I haven't had food in about 30 hours. So the blood alcohol comes back as basically he's anemic. And he's low sugar, but he's not drunk. So to make a long story short, I'm so relieved at this point that it came back the way it did, that I'm falling all over myself saying, oh, he's the best private in the world. He did a wonderful job. He was sweet. He was wonderful. He waxed the car. He was great. Please don't do anything to him. So that's my long Christmas Eve story and the beginning of this.
Don Powell.